Okay, today is Daf Chav Zayin. We'll start on Chav Vav and Beis at the new parak. Okay, the parak is going to start talking about Eruv Tchumen, which we all know that on Shabbos it's us of a person to leave or to walk from what was defined as his Shvisa, right? He can't go 2,000 amos from his Shvisa. So if he lives in a city, the outskirts of the city are his Shvisa and in all directions. If he that's called a Tchum. The place of a Shvisa is established at Ben Hashmashos at the onset of Shabbos. Therefore, if on Shabbos he's in, let's say he's in the desert or someplace, you know, uninhabited, so his Shvisa is the four amos around him, and from there, from each side, he can walk 2,000 amos from that endpoint. Now, if he wants to extend the Shvisa, he can make an Eruv Tchumen. Make an Eruv Tchumen anywhere within that 2,000 amos, but you just have to know that, you know, but if you extend it on one side, you lose it on the other side. So what is the Eruv Tchumen? So an Eruv Tchumen is you can walk to that place before Shabbos, or you can put down a meal on that area, and then you have an Eruv Tchumen, and you can continue walking from that area 2,000 amos. Machlokas, we've seen before, whether the concept of Tchumen is Deoraisa or Derabanan, or people hold it's Deoraisa, the Rabbanan hold that it is Derabanan. Now our Mishnah is going to talk about which types of foods you are permitted to use to create this Eruv, right? And it also going to discuss where is the appropriate place to establish the Eruv, and a couple other dinim as well. So, the Mishnah now begins of which minei maicha, which food items you can use for an Eruv Tchumen, or an Eruv Chaseros, or a sheet to a tfuyei mavos, v'kol me'arovin. With all types of foods and drinks, you can establish the Eruv. What are we talking about? Rashi says, Eruv Chaseros u'tchumen. He says, we're talking about Eruv Chaseros, u'tchumen, and Eruv Chaseros. Tosos right away says, no. Tosos right away says, on the first Tosos in the parak, he says, Peiris b'kuntras, Eruv Chaseros u'tchumen, ve'einira. He says, that can't be. It's a good question, Rashi. The Eruv Chaseros, to make an Eruv Chaseros, like in the apartments or what they're carrying, by inan pas, you need bread. The kulayam of parak hadar, the kol hypirka mukha to Eruv Tchumen. Rashi Tosos says, we're talking about Eruv Tchumen. Right, the answer for Rashi, why he says Eruv Chaseros as well, maybe he's talking about the Havamim, the Gemara, there's difficulty for Rashi. But let's just say we're talking about an Eruv Tchumen. The choma arvin, you can use any type of foodstuff, umishatvin, chutz, minamai, minamelech, except for salt and water. What's the reason? Because Rashi says, the lav midi the mazon hain. These aren't considered food. You have to establish a place for their meal. But time in the Eruv, mishum the daito v'dirasso, the makam mizonosavu. The reason for an Eruv is that you establish your dira in the place where your food is. Well, there's no food, there's no dira. Right? V'kevan shenasnu kogoni chatzar k'dei mazonon v'ayis achaz. So when the Eruv chatzar, everyone puts their food in one house, nasa ke'ilu kulon darim b'sofo. It's as if all of them live there. V'nimsum kulon rishus achaz. And it's all is one rishus. V'chein rishus achumim nasa k'mishu shachav sham. It's as if you sat there. Therefore, you need food stuff. You need a food item. You're establishing where you live based on where the food. Home is where the food is. If there's no food, there's no home. Okay. So now, Aga, that we mentioned this din regarding the Eruv, the Mishnah is going to bring a couple other dinim dealing with these, with melech and water as well. Hakol nikach bekesef meiser, right? So you have your meiser sheni, which you put, you were poured down onto your money, and you're bringing the money to Yerushalayim, you can go to Yerushalayim and buy food with them. Right? Remember, after you do the Truma Gedola for the Kohen, the Maaser Rishon for the Levi, you have to take off a tenth from the Peros, which is called Maaser Sheni, except in the third year and the sixth year, which is Maaser Ani. And then the Bailim can bring it to Yerushalayim, they eat it there. But if they don't want to bring it to Yerushalayim, they can be Mechala, the Kedusha of the Kesef, the Maaser Sheni onto money, bring the money to Yerushalayim, and with the money to Yerushalayim, they can buy food and drink. And they can drink all that in Yerushalayim, right? But you can't buy chutzmin and ma'ayim and melech. You may not buy water, and you may not buy salt. Right? The Gemara is going to say, because the lav prihu, it's not considered a pre. In order to buy meiser, with meiser sheni money, you have to buy something that's a pre. Okay? Next din. V'hanodim bin amazon. Someone who takes a neder that he will not eat any types of food, which is a tough neder, right? He says kone mozen alai, for example. So then mutab bin melech b'mayim. He can have salt and water because, like we said, those are not considered food. They're not considered. They're not mazin him. They don't satiate the person, and therefore that's not included in his neder. Now we're going back to the dinim of Eruv. And now, what about, can you make, we talk about that you can't make an Eruv with salt and water. Can you make an Eruv with other food items with you yourself, you personally are not allowed to eat? For example, Ma'arvin l'nazir b'yayin. A nazir can make an Eruv tchumim with wine. Even though for him, he's not allowed to drink it, since it's roi for other people, the Chachamim said you can make an Eruv, right? Rashi says, Ma'arvin l'nazir Eruv tchumim b'yayin, v'yafa gat lo chazal l'idei, chazil afrini. Since it's Muslim for somebody else, the Rabbanan allows you to use this as your for your Eruv Truman. And similarly, the Yisrael of Truma. And even though Yisrael is not allowed to eat Truma, since it's Ruya for a Kohen, so Yisrael can make the Eruv Truman with it. Sumchus Omer, no, hey, you can't, Yisrael is not Ma'arav, it must be Bechulin. Right? Yisrael cannot make Eruv Truman with Truma, you can only make it Bechulin. The question is, Sumchus argued by the Nazir. Seems to say that Sumchus only mentions, Sumchus says Bechulin, because you have to have something that's right for Achila.
90% of people are not Kahana.
Right.
But, I mean, a fraction of more than zero.
Right. Okay, so we try to figure out what's the distinction. What's the distinction? So you're saying that Sumchus has to say, if he says that you must use Chulin, you certainly can't use a Yayin. But the Mishnah doesn't say that. Question.
I think the yayin can be used because there's so much.
So you're saying that there.
Majority.
Right. So you're saying that there is a distinction between the chulin and nazir. Right. But the thing. Right. So that's what Sumchus is saying. Okay. But maybe he's arguing on both. I don't know. Rashi says Sumchus Omer. Right. Rashi just hints. He says Sumchus Omer the chulin about lo betruma. Immediately the chazal eating. You need something that you can eat. The Gemara is going to explain why Sumchus doesn't argue by the Nazir. So you have one shot. So let's see what we'll see what the Gemara says. Not today, but we'll see what the Gemara says regarding that. Okay. Now also, where can you place the Eruv Tchumim? Right. The Eruv Tchumim works because by putting down the Eruv Tchumim, it's as if you live in that right Benish Moshe. It's as if you live there. It's your Makom Dira. Therefore, you should be able to. You have to be able to put it in a place where you can go. Right, so let's say you put it. So now let's say the kohen the beis hapras. A kohen can put his eruv tchumim even in the beis hapras. What's the beis hapras? Remember, the beis hapras is a place where it's a suffix. That's whether or not a dead body is there. So the reason why you can go there, Rashi says, the kohen beis hapras is a stumble of simplus kamalei. He says meinichin eruv the kohen beis hapras afal gav de beinon. Even though you need a place where you can go to, and technically a kohen should not be going into a beis hapras. The low matzi azil hasam hechi kadosh shvisa v'duchta l'havik kadosh shabbosham the day surprise shaper dami the sveik the rabbanu it's only a sveik the rabbanu mutikasi nifuach but you can go there if your guy bends down and blows as he's walking through the base of pras he can go there is a way to get there so that's enough consider that's enough of makom dira for the eruv tchumim but Rabbi Yehuda Omer Yehuda says a kohen can even put down his eruv tchumim. A field being a kvaros, even in an actual cemetery, he can put it down. Whoa, you put it in a cemetery. How can you put it in a cemetery? Cohen can't go there. It's a big question. Why? He says, why? Mipnei sheyochol lachutz leilech v'leichol. Because he can make himself some sort of, Rashi says, he can enter with the going sheda tevo migdal. Yikaneshami odyom ba'agolos imirtze amachazle. There is a way where he can put himself on some sort of box or something like that. Or he's not going to be Makabal Tuma, and since he can go that way, that's still considered enough of a Makabal Tuma. As long as there's a possibility that you can enter, probability, if there's a possibility you can enter that place, then you can set your Eruv Tchumim in that area. Okay. I'm Rav Yochanan. Rav Yochanan says, just gives a general rule, he says, Ein lemeidim in aklalos v'afilu v'makom shenem rambo chutz. You cannot learn from general principles in the Mishnayis, even if the Mishnah says the word chutz. Similar to our Mishnah, which says B'chol Ma'arvin Chutz. So you would think, okay, the Mishnah says B'chol Ma'arvin, you can't learn from. But even the Mishnah says Chutz, which is specifically saying everything except for this, you can't necessarily learn out that the Mishnah is exact. There may be other exceptions or other rules, right? So he says Amar Rav Yochanan in the medium in a close Afilu B'makom Shenem Rabba Chutz. The Gemara says Midik Amar Afilu B'makom Shenem Rabba Chutz B'chlad Lav Hachakai. He says because he says Afilu B'makom Shenem Rabba Chutz. He's not talking about our Mishnah. Rashi seems to take the assumption that Rabbi Yochanan is not talking about the Mishnah. The hacha nerbo chutz umi milsi mashma de aklal shalom nerbo chutz amra umi shem hacha amra filu kolom erlo mi vayu hachi de lo nerbo chutz elaf makam shem nerbo chutz. I don't know. Our Mishnah does say chutz, right? Our Mishnah says chutz min amayim min amela. Right. Rav Yochanan, the beginning of the Gemara is that Rav Yochanan is not necessarily speaking about our Mishnah. Maybe our Mishnah is exact. So now the Gemara says, so hechi kai. So on what Mishnah, what nimud is Rav Yochanan talking about? That even if it says the word chutz, it's not exact. And there are other exemptions. So Hasam Kai is talking about the following Mishnah, the famous Mishnah Kiddushin. Kol mitzvah sheish es man grama, any time bound mitzvah, right? Anashim chayavim, men are obligated. Benasha paturos. Anashim are not obligated in time bound mitzvahs. Right? The shaloh as man grama, and if it's not a time bound mitzvah, echa nashim, the echa anashim chayavim. Both men and women are equally obligated in that mitzvah. Uklalahu, you can ask, klalahu, is that really a true? Is that really a full klal? That whole mitzvah seish as man grama, anashim paturos? That the women are putter from every single mitzvah seish as man grama? That's not true. It's not true. Vare matzah. You have matzah on the first night of Pesach. Women are obligated to eat matzah the first night of Pesach. Again, albeit that's because of side reason, because anyone who is punished for eating chametz is obligated to eat matzah. But you see, it's a time-bound mitzvah, first night of Pesach. Women are obligated. And what about simcha? Simcha's yontif. Women are obligated. Simcha, it says beisecha, which is not so clear, because it says elsewhere that the simcha and yontif is that you have to be mesameach your wife. But still, according to this Mishnah, the women are also chayavos in Simcha and Shalosh Regalim. That's a time-bound mitzvah, right? It says, V'samach v'duch hagecha, ato v'ncha v'itecha. Right? So how do you have mitzvah? You have basar v'yayin, and the women get new clothing, right? So that's what the Sefer Chinuch says. You have to get the women new clothing. So they're chayavos in Simcha as well. What about Hakel? And Hakel also, the women, it's a time-bound mitzvah, and women are obligated in coming to Hakel. The mitzvah of Seish Hezman Gramahu and Nashim Chayavos. And the next, so now we messed up one side of the cloud. What about the next side of the cloud? The whole mitzvah of Seish Hezman Gramahu and Nashim Chayavos are there, and women are obligated in all non-time-bound mitzvahs? That's not true. Harei Talmud Torah, right? That is the Hagit with Chosman, the Yisra Yom V'Laila, and women are Peturos. And Rabbi Rosner always says that there's a Ramon Yoruday that says women are only paturos in the Lima Torah, doesn't apply to them. But anything that applies to them, women are have the obligation of Lima Torah. So that is Orchaim Yoruday Choshemish with Ibn Ezra. Maybe Kachman Taros Bisman Zed and not Chayavasin. That's what he always says. Right? Bechomitz Aseish Lozman Grumman Nashim Chayavos Harei Talmud Torah. What about Piriyah Rivya Pruvu? Women are paturos. Right? They also he always mentions Meshech Chacham on that again. Look at the Meshech Chacham Parshas Noach. Well, women are paturos of Pirivya in Meshech Chacham. Says that's why nearly maybe that's why women have a cheshek to have children, because it's so painful and there's no mitzvah. Why would they want to have children? So Hashem imparts a natural longing in the woman in order for her to have children. The pidyon haben, right? The pidyon haben is the mitzvah shei shelo is man grama, right? That's not that, and nevertheless nashim paturos. It's nashim paturos. So Elam Rabbi Yochanan ein lemeidim in haklalos. So you don't learn from the general rules. You can't assume the general rules are exact, even if it says the words chutz. Even though it doesn't say the word chutz here, but you don't learn from the general rules. Just in Yanni Dioma, there's a whole to the bruha about whether Sfira Omer is a mitzvah seish hazman grama. Of course, it's a mitzvah seish hazman grama. It only applies between the second day of Pesach and Shavuos. Mitzvah seish hazman grama. So we said before that we bring that from Yerucham official Perlow in the Sefer Mitzvahs Rasagigal, and says that no, Mitzvah Seish Hazman Grumman doesn't mean that it's only done at a certain time. Mitzvah Seish Hazman Grumman means where the object of the mitzvah is available throughout the entire year, but you only have to do it, you only get the kiyum at a certain time. A lulav exists the entire year. You only get the kiyum at when you pick it up during Sukkot. You can have matzah all year. There's only kiyum mitzvah when at a certain time. When it comes to Sfira Omer, the whole concept doesn't exist the whole year. The idea is to count Sfira from the second day of Pesach till Shavuos. It's not, if I count the Sfira in Av, it's nothing. Doesn't exist.
Maybe that's why they took it upon themselves.
Could be. Even though the Rav quoted the other day, that some women don't make the bracha, because it's in the Mishnah Berurah, he brings that down, that women don't make the bracha. Fine. Huh? I don't know. My niece came home one day from school, and the teacher told them that they're not allowed to make a bracha. They're for sure going to forget. My brother-in-law was not happy. Well, my girls, your girls go to much well, a very progressive school. So the Gemara now brings another. Where they go, Ted? The Gemara brings another Mishnah to prove that Ein lemeidim in a klal, even if it says the word chutz. So we're talking about the zav, right? So there are different types of tumah when it comes to the zav. Typically, you have this. Typically, again, we've mentioned many times when it comes to tumah, if something tummy touches something else, it goes down a level. Except for I have the concept of a zav, the mishkav of Moshe of a zav. If the zav sits on something, the tumah goes across. It becomes an av as well. Yeah, the viavos is the mace. A zav is an av. Mishkav of Moshe of a zav is also an av. You have to hold on to this and that also how that works. Typically goes down, but the zav goes across. So Amar Abai, the Itamer of Yirmiyah, Afan Anamitina. I also have a Mishnah that said the word klal, and even though it says the word chutz, it doesn't mention all the things that are yotzim in a klal, because we have the Mishnah in Zav that says od klal acher amru. There's another rule that the Chachamim said by Tumah Zav. It says kol shenise al gabe hazav. Anything that the zav carries on him, that's called el yono shel zav. That is tamei. That's like a rishon tuma. As if the zav, anything that's on top of the zav, that becomes tamei rishon. The kol shazav nisa alav, and anything that the zav sits on is tahor. It's completely tahor. Chutz min haroi lemishkav Moshe. The tuma of mishkav Moshe of the zav only applies to something that's roi to be sat on, like a chair, something like that. Zav sits on something that's not something that's typically sat on. It's not makabel tuma. So right, he says chutz min haroi lemishkav Moshe Moshe the adam. Right, even an adam, if I piggyback ride to a zav, I'd become a rishon l'tumah as well. Right, besuleka. Where says, wait a second, everything the zav sits on this tahor except for mishkav Moshe and adam. Is that true? Besuleka. There aren't any other things that become tumah like that. Ha'ikam merkav. What about the saddle? Saddle on the horse. Where says, wait a second. Ha'merkav heichidami. Either yasavilei, if the zav sits on the saddle. Well, the saddle is roi for yeshiva, so that's including the klal. Hainu Moshev, that's Moshev. So it says, no, anan hachkarminon ha'ika gaba du'ukafa. The gaba du'ukafa, I don't even know what it's called, but you know you have the saddle, there's a front part that sort of goes up, that sort of protects you. I don't know what part of the saddle that's called. What's it called?
It's called pommel.
I don't know what that means. Okay, so that's what it is. It's called the pommel. Or it's called the gaba du'ukafa. They both mean the same thing to me. That the Tanya, because we learned the Brisa in Tosefta in Kalim, Ha'ukaf Tamei Moshev, right? V'hatafus, right? The tafus, I think, is some sort of is the stick that comes out that you hold on to while you're riding. That's Tamei Merkav. That's also Tamei Merkav. So that's not included in the Mishnah, which gave it all the exceptions. And there are two other things not included. Ella Shema Mina Ein LeMeidim in a Klal Osafil Makom Shemer Chutz. You don't learn from general rules in the Mishnayos. Even it says the word chutz. There are oftentimes other examples. Okay. Now Amar Ravina says the Itamer of Nachman Afan Anami Tanina. You can also learn that from our Mishnah. It's clear from our. That's what we said. We started with also. So you can also learn this rule that Rav Yochanan said from our Mishnah. The Mishnah says, "Chomer Rav Mishtach Mechutz Min Amayim Melech." We take an eruv out of anything other than water and salt. Besulak, and there aren't any other things that you're not allowed to use for an eruv. Right? Ika kimeyin opitios. You have the kimeyin and the mushrooms, right? That you can't use because they're not considered mazon. Elosh Ma'amina in lemedim in a klal. So feel makom shem rochutz. You can't learn from the general rules in the Mishnah, even if it says the word chutz. Okay. Next part of the Mishnah says, Hakol nikach v'kesef meiser. You can buy anything with the meiser sheni money except for water and for salt. And same way that we said before, that the Eruv can't be done with water or salt. Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Yossi bar Chanina. Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Yossi Chanina each said something. Chad masnia Eruv, v'chad masnia meiser. One of them learned the following rule, right? They said something we can see. They said the following rule. Fair? Did that. Well, you can command a pitcher. So, Lishma Mina, Ain't Lemaid in a Klaus, or Philip Makam Shinem Rabachutz. And even though it's not mentioned in the Mishnah, it's not part, it's you also can't make the Erev on. So, Vilezer, Vyosi, Rechanina, Chad Masni, Erev, the Chad Masni, and Meiser. One learns the following rule on an Erev, one learns the following rule when it comes to Meiser Sheni. Chad Masni, Erev, and this is what he says. Lo shanu ela mayim b'fnei atzmo melech b'fnei atzmo. You can't make an erev out of water by itself or salt by itself. However, the emer arvin. Aba b'mayim u'melech, if you put salt water together, ma'arvin. That, you can, when they put mixed together, that's considered a dip. That's some sort of dip. And you to dip your pas in, and therefore it could be an erev. V'chad masni ha'maiser, and one learned this rule when it got to be maiser sheni. Lo shanu ela mayim b'fnei atzmo melech b'fnei atzmo. Eini kachin, cannot be bought with maiser sheni money. Ava mayim u'melech, put salt and water together, nikachin b'kesef maiser, can be purchased with maiser sheni money. More than says, man de masni ha'maiser, the one who says that you can buy salt water with maiser sheni money, kol shekein erev. Certainly holds that you can use it for Erev, salt water with Erev. Uman demasnia Erev, but the one who learns it for Erev, avala maiser lo. You don't necessarily, just because you can do it for the Erev, doesn't necessarily mean you can buy it with maiser sheni money. My time, what's the reason? Because it'll hold, peira ba'inan. When it comes to maiser sheni, you have an extra obligation that what you purchase with that money has to be a pre. But salt and water are not a pre, and salt water is not a pre. Therefore, unless you learn specifically that it applies to the maiser, you will say that, okay, it may apply to Eruv, but it doesn't apply to Maiser Shani. Okay. He asked Rabbi Yitzchak. Rabbi Yitzchak came from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel, Maisni Amaser, Maiser. He learned this halacha legabi Maiser, which meant that he said that Mayim and Melech can't be bought with Kesef Maiser Shani, but salt water can be bought with Maiser Shani money, and if that's the case, that salt water can be bought with Maiser Sheni money, and salt water can be used to make an Erev as well. They asked on Rabbi Yitzchak, we learned in a Brisa, so Tosefta and Maiser Sheni. Hei Rabbi Yehuda ben Gadish lifnei Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Yehuda ben Gadish testified before Rabbi Eliezer, shall base Abba hayulokin seer. My father would buy fish brine, bekesef Maiser, with the Maiser Sheni money. So Amar lo, so Rabbi Eliezer says to him, no, they didn't buy fish brine. Shema lo shamata, maybe they only bought fish brine, but he had a little bit of the fish innards mixed in it. But the place basically the Gemara says, "Aha, afila Rabbi Yehuda ben Gadish lo kamar el betzir deshuma deperihi ava mayim u'melech lo." He says, even the one who says he bought fish brine at least is a byproduct of fish, which the fish we say is it's a pre. It's a product of fish. It's a pre. Pre doesn't necessarily mean what grows, but it comes out from something. It's considered a pre. But my mumela lo. So salt and water are not they don't come out from anything. It's not derivative from anything. So how can you, Rav Yitzchak, say that even salt water is put together can be bought with Maaser Sheni money? Even here, okay, fish brine or fish brine with fish, nevertheless, it's still something that's a pre. Right, Rashi says. The shimna the period, the second to last Rashi. But I feel like she ain't curvy dug in Ubenbo, ye shum ksas mi shimnam im hamayim umelach. There's some of the oil from the fish that's in the brine. So Amar Rav Yosef, Rav Yosef says, lo nitzrucha, no, you're talking case, ela shenasam lesochan shemen. Amar Rav Yitzchak says that you can buy salt water with Maaser Sheni money, he's talking about where there is shemen inside. Amar says, wait a second. So Amar Le Abaye, v'tepele mishim shemen. If he can buy it, if there's oil inside, when oil is a pre, then the reason why you can purchase the salt water, not because of the salt water, it's because of the shemen. Just say you can buy shemen. Salt water has nothing to do with it over here. So Amrle, so lo tzricha, Yitzchak answers, shenasam de mayim u'melech behavla. Which means to swallow it. With havla, which means that you included the cost of the mayim and the melech with the shemen. What basically it means is that you paid for the oil, you bought the oil, but you basically paid for the salt water as well in order to give you wanted to give the the havla b'shvil mayim v'melech kana hashemen biyoker v'yivliyabo demeyen v'chi hay gavna shari of Yitzchak. You paid extra, so you clearly were buying the salt water as well. You still can do that. So Gemara says, "Bavla Mishari, is it really permitted to buy with Kesef Maaser Sheni also items that you're not? Is it permitted to via Havla to buy items that typically you could not buy with Maaser Sheni money? Is Havla Mutter by Maaser Sheni?" So Gemara says, "In Vatanya, yes, Vatanya. Rashi says Vatanya here Benichusa. It's a raya because you learn in the following brisa." Ben Bagbag Omer, right? Ben Bagbag says, right? So, right, not only in Mishnah Novos, or a song, he also says halachas. Ben Bagbag Omer, when it comes to Maisa Sheni being brought to Yerushalayim, to the money of Maisa Sheni, it says, Ben Asato HaKesaf B'chol Asher Taveh Nafshecha B'Bakar U'Batzon B'Yayin U'B'Sheichar. So now, the whole thing is, the Pasuk already says, B'chol Asher Taveh Nafshecha. Right? You can use the Maisa Sheni for anything that you want. So why afterwards does it have to say, you know, B'Bakar Tzon Yayin U'Sheichar? Ben Bagbag says as follows. Babakar, when it says the words Babakar Milamed, it comes to teach us Shalokin, that you can buy with the Maisa Sheni money, Bakar Agav Oro. You can buy the cattle with its skins, and you can include the value of the skins in the cost, even though the skins itself cannot be bought with Maisa Sheni money because it's not a Dvar Maikal, it's not something you can eat, and you're supposed to buy something that you can eat, and therefore the skin would go to Chulin. Nevertheless, with Havla, you can buy it. So that's number one. Number two, uvatzon, right, with the cat and the sheep. Milamich lochim tzonim la'im al-gav gizasa. You can buy the tzon with its shearings. So you can do Havla of the Dmei Giza with the meat of the tzon. Ubiyayin, when it says the wine, milamich lochim yayin al-gav kan kano. You can buy the wine along with, I guess, the barrel that keeps it. So you can do Havla in the Dmei Yayin, also includes the barrel. So and the barrel goes to Chul, and you see, you with via Havla, you're buying things you typically couldn't buy with Maisa Sheni money. Uve Sheikhar, and Sheikhar as well, Milamet Shalokin Temed Misha Hichmitz. You can buy the Temed. The Temed, I think, was at the end, at the very end, there was always like these leftover at the bottom, and you would pour water on top of it and let it sit for a few days, and it became an alcoholic beverage. That's the Temed, right? Even though that's basic, Temed is essentially water. So you see from here, at least from the Temed portion, you can see that you can even do via Havla, you can buy water. So that's what you have. You're right. In Okanami, if you have law, is shari with my Shashani money. Okay. Now the Gemara is going to go ask, why do I need all these drushes of Ben Bagbag? Right? Why isn't that enough? The whole point that Ben Bagbag is telling us is that you had this heter to buy things to have law. Well, just teach us one or two or three. We don't need all these cases, Bakar, Tzon, Yayin, and Sheikhar, to tell me about the content of have law. Amr Rabbi Yochan, man de mitargim li ba Bakar, li ba Ben Bagbag. Tovlina mine abasri lebe mesusa. Whoever can explain to me why I need the limud of babakar, according to Ben Bagbag, I will carry his tablet. I'll be his servant. Essentially, Rav Yochanan saying, I understand why you need the other three, but I don't understand why I need the drasha of babakar. What do I need the drasha of babakar? My timer, kulu tzrichi limar babakar del tzarech. All of them I understand why I need the drasha, except for babakar. So if you can tell me why I need the concept of why I need the limit of Bakar, I'll be their servant. In the end, he's not going to be anyone's servant. No one's going to answer him. What? So my tzrichi. What do you need all the other things in the pasuk? The ikas of Rachman of Bakar had the Torah just written the words by Bakar. Have mean by Bakar who the mezabin agave over mishum the gupehu. I would think that maybe by Bakar you can do havla with its skin because it's part of the body. It's not separated from the body. But giza is like hair. It's not part of the body, so maybe you cannot purchase it via havla. The ikas of batzon had just written the word batzon. It would say the ikas of batzon al gav gizasa have a min mishum mechuber ba. I would think that maybe by tzon you can do havla and buy the wool because it's at least it may not be the body, but it's attached. Maybe I won't be able to have law with the barrel because the barrel is not attached to the wine. He kasa rechmana bayayin, had I just written the word bayayin, have amina mishum da haynu nitiruse, because it's the shmira, at least it's a protection for the wine. Aval temed, but this temed, which is, like we said, is this drink that's made from the water that you put on the chartzine anavim, it's on the leftovers, shmisha hichmitz, tikihu ba'amahu, it's nothing, it's just water being poured on it. There's no protection there. Emo low, maybe you wouldn't be able to buy it with Maisa Sheni money. So therefore, Kazer of one Sheikhar. So the Gemara asks, wait a second. So just write the word Sheikhar, and we'll learn everything else after it. Gemara says, okay, the E Kazer of one of Sheikhar, have mina my Sheikhar, the Veliki Ilis, the Peruhu, Aval Yayin Agav Kankanko, Emo low. Had it said Sheikhar, you would have thought that Sheikhar doesn't mean Temed, but rather it means this sort of, I don't know, sort of fig pie. What does it say? Pressed figs, right? Because that's a fruit. That's a pera. That's what you can buy it. Aval yayin agav kankano emelo, but you won't be able to buy the barrel because it's not the fruit. V'ikas rachmana yayin agav kankano, the hanun tursei. You can buy that because it's protection. You wouldn't, because it's not protection. It doesn't protect the tzon. So therefore, kasar chon tzon. Nafilo agav gizasa. Even buying the wool is mutter. So therefore, babakar lamali. Why do I need bakar? Basically, the Gemara is saying, once you put the word tzon, you can learn that from a kal v'chomer. If you can use the giza, you can use the or. So the Gemara says, v'chi tema, if you would say, ilo kasar rachwana babakar, hava amin tzon agav over in agav gizasa lo, maybe if the Torah didn't write bakar, I would think that from tzon, you would learn the or, you'd learn the skin, but you wouldn't learn the shearings. So therefore, kasar rachwana babakar lasuye or. So the Gemara says, ayartali tzon lasuye gizasa. That's why the Torah, you maybe say that. That if he didn't write bakar, what would happen? I don't write bakar, so from tzon I'll learn the or, and I won't have anything to learn the shearings. Therefore, what? Exactly. So why does the Torah specifically say the word tzon?
Tzon has wool, separate.
Okay.
Everything else has bakar. Everything else has
on. Right. So if it specifically wrote the word tzon, which is different because it has wool, then maybe the Torah is only saying specifically the wool. If you wanted to learn about the or, you'll learn the different animals.
So
we didn't get there yet. So kasar chon bakar latui or, right? Aiterle tzon latui giza ve'ilo kasar rachmana bakar lo hava mina tzon agav ora in agav gizasa lo. Had the Torah just did not written the word bakar, and we only had the word tzon, so you would have thought that skin yes, but giza no, right? Im kein lichto rachmana bakar, then imela isolate tzon. You would learn that. Became the kasar chmana tzon. Why does the Torah specifically use an animal that has shearings on it, right? The afilo agav gizasar, but bakar lamali. It uses the word tzon to teach you both. So what do we need bakar for? What do we need bakar for? From tzon itself, we can learn because it has shearings and it has a skin. So we learn both from there. Right, the filu agav gizasa b'bakar lamali hashet tzon agav gizasa mizadei bakar agav orim ibayi. So I had to come over Rabbi Yochanan. That's why Rabbi Yochanan says, "Mind the mekamli b'bakar, libe the bin bagbag, while bina manid lebi mesusa." Whoever can explain why you need the word bakar, I will be their servant and carry their towels to the bathhouse. And I guess no one explained to him why you needed the word tzon. It's already included in bakar. Hey, he didn't answer him. He has a good kasha. Okay. Now we mentioned before. We had a brisa between Rabbi Yehuda ben Gadish and Rabbi Eliezer that the fish can be bought with the kesef meiser, right? Yeah, the fish brine or the fish can be bought with the kesef meiser, and we would also bring some tanaim who are cholik and say that you can't use fish with kesef meiser. What's the sort of the machlokas whether you can or cannot use meiser sheni money to purchase fish? So b'maykam iflugi Rabbi Yochanan ben Gadish Rabbi Eliezer v'hani tanali kaman. What is the machlokes between Rabbi Yochanan ben Gadish and Rabbi Lezer and these Tanoim that we're going to bring later on, who say that you cannot buy fish with Maaser Sheni money? So our old friend, whether you learn Klal Prat Klal or Riboy Miyut Ribut, Riboy Miyut Riboy, when you have a specific rule followed by a general rule, is it expansive or is it more limited? Klal Prat Klal is a more limited. Is more limited. Riboy miut riboy is more expansive. So, Rabbi Yehuda ben Gadish, Rabbi Lezer, Darshi riboy umiute. Rabbi Yehuda ben Gadish, Rabbi Lezer, they're going to learn riboy miut riboy. Bahani tanai, and these tanai who say that you cannot buy the fish, they're going to darshi bekali uprati. They're going to learn via klalu prat. Okay? Let's read the pasuk again. The pasuk says, "V'nasato hakesef." You could give the money. B'chol sher tava nefshecha. Anything that you want to buy, that is a klal, right? But tzon. But bakar, but tzon, v'yan, v'sheichar, those are all, that's a prat, or miut. V'chol asher tirshalcha nashefcha, and anything you want, v'achat tishalcha nashem lekecha, that's another klal or another riboy. Right, so you have riboy, miut, riboy, or you have klal, prat, klal. Rabbi Yehuda ben Gadish, Rabbi Lezer, Darshi, riboy, riboy, umite. Right, the pasuk says, v'nasata kesef v'chol asher tave nashecha, that's a riboy, anything you want. V'chol asher tave nashecha. Then it says bakar uvatzon b'yayin u'b'sheichar. That's a miut. That's a limitation. Then it says again u'b'chol asher tishalcha nafshecha chazav riba. That's another expansive ruling, right? So riba umiyet ribate riba kol. A riba miut a riboy means you include everything except for one thing. So what's the excluded? What's excluded? My rabbi. What did you include? Rabbi kol miyei. And what you included everything uman miyet. What did you exclude? The Rabbi Eliezer miyet sir. Rabbi Eliezer says you're not allowed to use the fish brine. The Rabbi Yehuda ben Gadish miyet mayim v'melach. Rabbi Yehuda ben Gadish said you can use the fish brine. He excluded water and salt mixed together. But seer, you could, because they have a much more. You can basically use anything. V'hani tanai, but these tanai murchokim Rabbi Lazar Rabbi Yehuda darshi klali uprati. They learn out a klal uprat. Nisanya, the price is as follows. V'nasata kesem chol sher tanai. That's a rule. V'bakur vatzon v'yan b'sheichar is a prat. That's a limitation. And the chol sher tishalcha nafshecha chazav a klal. You have another rule, right? So what do you have now? Klal uprat klal. And what's the rules by klal uprat klal? Iyat hadan ella ke'ein haprat. The klal has to be similar to the prat. Ma prat, when it comes, what's the prat? The prat is the bakar, the tzon, the yan, and shechar. It's mefurish primi-pri. They are created, they are born, they are pri. Right, bakar, tzon, and behemoth, they're born from their mother. Yan and shechar come out from the, or their seeds, or their product of the fruit. Ugedule karka, and they also are nizon, they're considered gedule karka. Gedule karka, right? So you learn that by, I think the Rambam in Hilchos Shabbos says, that there's no such thing as disha el b'gedulei karka. And the next halacha says, if you milk a cow, you chayv for disha. So if he's nizom from the karka, it's also considered. That's all considered. Also considered gedulei karka. Right. Also, he says the same thing. But if you wound somebody, it's disha and you chayv. Because people are nizom from the karka, it's also considered gedulei karka. So the klal prat klal says it has to be primi pri gedulei karka af kol primi pri gedulei karka. So to anything that's primi pri ugedole karka, and therefore that would exclude fish. I don't know why fish is not considered primi pri though. It's born from eggs, therefore it's not considered primi pri. I don't know how that excludes fish. I guess this one excludes fish. I mean, that's what we're saying here. We're talking about these tanoi, they're cholik on Rabbi Lazar, and they don't say you can buy Maaser Sheni. Oh, it has to be primi pri ugedule karke, I guess, maybe. It has to have both. Primi pri ugedule karke, and the fish are not gedule karke, maybe. But their knees are in the water. Okay. The Tana Idach, a third way of learning this, is Ma Prat. What's the Prat? Mufurish Vlad Vlados Haaretz. That these are land things, that things that grow on the land. Af Kol Vlad Vlados Haaretz. So to anything that grows on the land is can be bought with Kesef Meiser, which comes to exclude fish, I guess. That's what Abaye says. My Benayu, what Lemeiser, what's the difference between these two brisos? So Amar Abaye, Dagim Ika Benayu. Fish is the distinction between them. Lemanda Amar, Primi Pri, Vigdule Karka. Honey dog and gedule karka. Oh, that's what I don't know what mine said. Right, here it goes. Fish are gedule karka because they are nizon from the karka hayam, and therefore they should be included in things that can be referred to with Maaser Sheni. But Lamanda Amar Vlad Vladasa Aretz, that it's dagim mimai ibar. But fish, they are not born of the land, they're born in the water, and therefore they're not going to be considered something that you can be bought with Maaser money. Question is, do we continue? Now, you know what, we'll stop here. I know it's early, but we'll stop here and pick up tomorrow. Have a good day.